You know, our dog can probably carry on more calm and intelligent conversation than she does.
She got more brains you got, you cracker.
There you go. Give them hell.
Damn, we're on again. I think she might be growing some balls down there.
I need it all.
You didn't want it to crack or not me.
Are you saying you're a pigment challenge? Too much dark skin, huh?
Not like you 16-year-old punks.
I like to be 16 again. When I was 16 years old, I was out there snatching a lot of dogs, eating 2 or 3 dogs a week. But now, being over 18, if you cut snatching a dog, you can go to jail for a while, so I can't steal a dog anymore.
You're okay, as long as you take only one leg. I mean, you know.
Yeah, especially with all those cops supposedly down by your house, and the FCC guy that lives there, and also a cop.
Hey, Corey.
Go ahead.
I tell you what, I might be smart in other ways, Corey, but I am a handicapped person, whether you like it or not. That's the way I was born with that.
But you're a handicapped?
I am a handicapped person. I was born, my mom had me that way. That's not my fault.
What kind of handicap? You play golf or baseball?
I was hit by a car when I was a little girl. My dad abused me.
Oh, you was born challenged. You was hit by a car, and your dad beat you. Tell me the true story. You're telling me 3 different things now. What happened? You was either hit by a car and got damaged, or you was born damaged, or your dad beat you and you became damaged.
My dad hit me over the head with a baseball bat when I was little because he didn't want me.
Well, I can see why.
Well, I'm getting tired of it.
Tired of what?
Tired of you guys calling me names. It's not nice.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know you were handicapped until you said it tonight. And I've been listening to you for about 3-4 weeks now.
Well, you know, that's why they made a channel selector and on-off switch. If you don't like it, leave. Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm going to report all of you. That's all I got to say.
Report what and why? Nobody's twisting your arm to force you to stay here. If you're not welcome, the average person will catch on and leave. You know, and the other way is saying, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
I know a lot of people who don't like Kool-Aid. They said he's a troublemaker.
You're trying to spread rumors about Kool-Aid. I mean, you just been here. Come on. He's back, now. Come on.
He's been here 3 years. You've been here 3 weeks, and you got more people that hate you than hate him.
Retard.
There you go. Calling people names. Now,
yeah.
What you think you're going to get with calling people names? They're going to come back on you. They want to eat your dogs.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. She's saying things about Kool-Aid. He's been out here 3 years. He's only been on the radio 3 weeks, and I think there's more people out there hate her more than Kool-Aid. Some people say she's just as bad as he is. Or was.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are.
You tell him.
Like I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are.
That's the perfect comeback. You should say that every time. I love that.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Now, you just sound stupid saying it. She's got to say that stuff.
Well, thank you on that stupid stuff there. I appreciate that.
Well, you can't use that word stupid anymore, Ron, because that upsets her. Mentally challenged.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are.
Perfect.
The problem is that you're physically challenged, not mentally. Why don't you learn to use that to your advantage? You're mentally...
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are.
You're just physically challenged.
How do you know?
Or am I wrong? Come back on that one.
How do you know?
I'm asking. Come back on that one.
He would like to know if you're physically challenged and or mentally challenged.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you are.
I think that's the answer.
There you go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are.
A lot of anger there built up. A lot of anger.
Oh, well. At least after tonight, she said she's not going to be out here no more. She's going to quit. And she finally caught on, I guess, I hope.
She ain't going to quit. She loves this. This is the only thing she has in her life right now.
I love Little Red Riding Hood. She's great.